Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. We're here for the next 24 and a half minutes. Fred Jackson's here with me with Wesley Wildman, and now Steve Paisley-Jordahl joins us. Good morning, Brother Steve.
Good morning, everybody.
All right, much to talk about, which is a good thing because it's a talk show.
helps.
And so Brent Creeley, our producer, is raced to the other room, so I can't call on the clip right now that I wanted to, but I will momentarily. All right, Brent's back. Okay. Okay, so what we're about to do, I saw this yesterday. This is a clip, and probably be the first and last time we ever play a clip from Jon Stewart, the comedian and talk show host. He's a lefty, right? So, but this was funny, I thought, and I ran it by some other people, and they thought it was funny. At least he maintains the ability to make fun of all politicians, right?
A good comedian does.
Right, that's right. You better keep your... So here's what he had on yesterday or the day before.
By the way, the Supreme Court, 9-0, the ruling was let Donnie cook. Desi, Democrats have to be disappointed in this ruling.
Yes, Democrats are doing more shower crying than normal today, John. But they are still confident that a conviction in the January 6th trial can keep Trump out of the White House.
But Desi, that's seemingly not likely going to happen before Election Day.
Right. But fortunately, Trump has three other criminal trials coming up. One of those has to be a conviction, so Democrats are optimistic.
But Trump can still be president if he's convicted. I mean, none of the cases would stop that.
Right. I'm glad you brought that up, John. Democrats say if none of these cases go their way, there is still another avenue to pursue.
The getting more votes scenario.
They're not there yet. They were going to lay Reese's Pieces out in a trail that leads into a golden tent labeled Mar-a-Lago that can only be zipped from the outside.
I still think the more votes...
Democrats find a witch. The witch turns Donald Trump into a bird. The bird isn't there on Election Day, having already migrated to a warmer climate.
Who was the lady?
I don't know. It was one of his actors.
That's right.
Yeah, okay. She was. It is funny when you watch it because the facial expressions of...
Sure.
But that you could understand the comedy there on the on just the audio, but...
Fine votes.
the witch turns Donald Trump into... This is a Democrat's plan to keep Trump out. The final one is the witch turns Trump into a bird who migrates to the warmer climate. Yeah. So, all right, there you go. That was Jon Stewart. We don't recommend his show.
No.
What is that? But it's his show on...
it's HBO Daily, The Daily Show.
Is it?
I don't know. If
well, he was.
I don't watch it either.
So. He was in retirement for a while.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right, Steve, what's your first story?
Well, in the same vein, why don't we just stick with the same vein? Do you remember SNL, Saturday Night Live? You remember Dana Carvey from Saturday Night Live?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. He's still out there. He was on a show. Actually, he was talking with, I can't remember, but it was another one of those comedian alums. But I want you to hear what he has to say. This is cut 13.
I started with Biden because the border's all the rage now. Everyone's crazy for the border.
Mm-hmm.
So I did Biden 3 years ago, and he's at a press conference. You know, Mr. President, do you have any idea of how you're going to handle the crisis at the border? And Biden's like, first of all, let's get our facts straight. There's no crisis at the border. Come on. And he goes, how do you know, sir? He goes, because it says so on the piece of paper. Come on. It says on the paper. This is a paper right there. And then recently, everyone wants to close the border. Everyone's screaming. Biden's up there. I'll close the border harder than anyone's ever closed the border. I know how to close borders. Come on, Jack. And the press is like, but last time, get your facts straight. Dog pays the phone on his shoulder. Come on, let's do some push-ups. I'll close the border like nobody's ever closed it. The border patrol, the border can't believe it's not butter.
I hadn't heard that one. That's funny.
Oh, man.
That's he funny. Could do, Dana Carvey could do the best George Bush, George W. Bush impersonation.
Yeah.
He was, no, George H.W. Bush.
H.W., yeah.
He would do H.W. Bush, and he would say, he would mock George H.W. He would say, not gonna do it.
Wouldn't be prudent.
Well, no, yeah, no, wouldn't be, not gonna do it.
He did it in front of H.W. at a.
Did he?
Yeah, at one of those press, that press dinner that they have. Yeah.
Back when they were fun-natured.
Yeah, back when they were fun-natured, right.
Ribbing. Dana Carvey, not gonna do it.
All right.
Wouldn't be prudent.
Wouldn't be prudent.
Wouldn't be prudent. All right, so, all right, Steve.
All right. Well, this also could be a comedy skit. We're not sure the way this one goes, but the Democrats are starting to come to terms with the fact that they are going to be electing an aging candidate. If it's Trump versus Biden, no matter which candidate, they're both aging. And Hillary Clinton came to this realization the other day, and she was on a radio segment with a lady named Zerlina Maxwell. And so she said, just time to admit it. Biden is old. This would be.
Somebody the other day said to me, Zerlina, well, but, you know, Joe Biden's old. I said, you know what? Joe Biden is old. Let's go ahead and accept the reality. Joe Biden is old. So we have a contest between one candidate who's old, but who's done an effective job and doesn't threaten our democracy. Mm. And we have another candidate who is old, barely makes sense when he talks, is dangerous, and threatens our democracy. So really, pick between your two old ones and figure out how you're going to save our democracy. Because no matter where you stand on the political spectrum, you want to maintain freedom and the rule of law and protection for people's fundamental rights, or at least I used to think so.
Are you all clear about which one she was referring to when she was talking about the guy that didn't make sense? It sounded like
like
Donald Trump could use that as a campaign commercial.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well,
the irony what you're pointing
rich.
Out.
It's rich.
It's rich.
It's it retired. Is. You know, another element here that I've been thinking about, not a lot because I start thinking about lunch. about time, right now.
About 11, 12 a.m.
Yeah, I mean,
start,
you know.
Lunch.
Your blueberry donut has worn off.
My blueberry, there's some more left out there, Fred.
There's a
we
lot.
Cut the show off early and go have some. He
put
in the microwave.
Excuse
put
me.
It in the microwave.
I'll be back.
Put it in the microwave. Still tastes good. Mm. All right, so, all right, what are we talking about?
Talking about Joe Biden being old, Clinton being old, the irony.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so with Biden. Oh, I know what I was going to say. I'm having a Joe Biden moment there. I know what I was going to say. All right. So anyway, with Biden, I don't believe. Some people believe he's controlled by Barack Obama, former president. I don't believe that. I think the influence of the Obama world on Biden was very much present when Susan Rice was in the White House. She no longer is. Because I think if Barack Obama was pulling the strings for Joe Biden wouldn't be running for president again. Because Barack Obama is not an idiot. He knows that Biden has a real chance to lose, namely because of his age and his...
mental deterioration.
Yes, and his feebility. Is that a word? Because if it isn't, I made it up. Nobody's challenged me on this in the last 2 days.
I'll check the Scrabble dictionary. I'm working on it.
He's feeble, okay? Feebility. See if that's a word, or if I just made it up. Would that work in Scrabble? Feebility. Are you looking, Wesley?
I'm trying.
So I'm going to peer over here and see what you Googled up here for us.
Yeah, you're right. Feebility.
It is a word?
Yeah.
See there.
Markedly. Well, and markedly apparently is a word. Markedly. Lacking in strength.
And markedly, means remarkable or marked. Yeah, okay.
So, notably.
Notably.
There you go.
So I wish Barack Obama were in charge of Joe Biden. Because the reason I say that is, when a person gets in Joe Biden's condition, whether he has full-fledged dementia or not, I don't know. We haven't had a medical diagnosis, but we all know what we're seeing. Mm. And Dana Carvey right there was making fun of his denial of reality.
Right.
Biden's denial of reality on the border situation. So I don't know that anybody controls Biden right now. And if you have a man, it's like a ship without moorings, or breaks away from the moorings, right? Just floating out there in the bay. Mm-hmm. Well, that, you know, because if nobody's pulling his strings, he's basically being run by those right under him.
I'm going with the Easter Bunny.
Oh, from the Easter parade? I mean, the Easter
egg roll
2 years ago?
Yeah.
But here's what I'm going to say about that. Here's my ultimate point is the reason I don't think Obama is controlling Biden, because Biden would – Obama knows they need a better candidate.
Oh, yeah.
For November. And if Obama could make
that –
Did
he not tell him not to run? It was unwise. He said something – he discouraged him from running.
Yeah, I don't remember. I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying, but I remember something along those lines. But Fred, you know what I'm talking about? Biden he's in the mood now that nobody's going to tell him what to do. Mm-hmm. He's a president. Who can make me? What are the Democrats going to do? They're going to go in and invoke the 25th Amendment? No, they're not going to do that. They're going to go with what Hillary Clinton just said. Yeah, he's old, but he's effective in their view. Of running the country, and that's a horse.
This was the first go round. This is before his.
You mean back in
2019?
Obama said, told him don't run
multiple times, and tried privately to convince him not to.
Well, run. Biden probably got elected and said, "How you like me now?"
Yeah. I don't want to imply that he's told him that since he is mentally deteriorated. He may have said that,
yeah.
But what I know for sure is that he told him in 2019 not to.
Right. But if you get somebody, bottom line is, you get somebody who's in that condition, and they're stubborn, and they're not gonna they can hardly think clearly, and they can't be told what to do.
Yeah.
And they're the president. Who's gonna kick them out? Who's gonna say? No? The only person that could intervene here would be his wife,
Jill
Biden, who would say, "Honey, we're not running." Yep. You need to step down. I want to enjoy whatever years we have left with our grandchildren and everything like that. But what if he says, if he's saying, like people do who get dementia, they say, no, I'm doing fine.
I think the Bidens, I think Jill Biden, the president's wife, I think they both like power, and they figure they can repeat 2020. That they can get by this again. Remember, we talked about
the basement. You mean?
Well, they can repeat it without staying in the basement. They won't do that again.
He can win again.
Yes,
that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, somebody said something interesting this morning. One of the first things that Trump should do right now is come out and challenge Joe Biden to four debates.
Pick one. Yeah. Tell
four
me.
Debates.
Yeah.
Four debates between now and November, and if they don't get a response, come out again in September and say, okay, two debates. I want to be on a stage with you.
Yeah.
Because now we've got 4 years of Joe Biden, a total disaster on the border. The economy's in a mess. They don't want to have to get on a stage and deal with Trump dealing with reality.
Mm. Yeah. A couple things there. One is Biden didn't – they had two debates last time, right? They had two. Mm. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
There's never been more than three.
No.
But I see what you're saying, the strategy there behind that. But there's a risk there for Trump too in a debate too. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think nearly as big as it is for Biden.
But does Trump says he's got all the votes he needs. So I don't know that he needs to debate. Maybe Biden needs to debate Trump.
Mm-hmm.
I hear what you're saying, but this is a mic drop. There's really nothing else to discuss if you just put them from an appearance standpoint on the stage to discuss anything.
So you think it would be advantageous for Trump to be on the stage with Biden?
No.
Given Biden's mental capacity.
That's the bottom line.
there's a reason why they're, you know, the other day, Biden said again, I shouldn't be in there. They told me not to take any questions. They're scared to death.
Well, I wouldn't debate.
No.
If I were Biden from a strategic standpoint, correct. I wouldn't debate.
Yeah.
Right?
But it's good for Trump to make the challenge.
Absolutely. Yeah,
gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
But we could almost vote tomorrow, fellas.
Yeah.
Pretty much America's got its mind made up on which way. Now, I don't know what could – things might could change, I guess, slightly, but with independent voters. But go ahead, Wesley.
Well, back to the clip that we played from Hillary Clinton agreeing that
She's such an inspiration.
She's such an inspiration. I lost her.
Right.
At the point that she said that President Joe Biden had done an effective job. So
at destroying the border.
We cut that out.
We cut that out.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That Joe Biden's done an effective job. Oh, my word. So then one of two things. Either A, she believes that his failed policies are effective. Because he's effectively tried.
Well, if you're a lefty, you like what he's done.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
So she's okay.
Yeah, but that's how you define what is effective.
That's my point.
Go ahead.
To your point.
My point or Wesley's?
Both your points.
Okay.
You know,
it's his birthday though. Give yeah.
It's to your point, Tim.
But we'll see whether it's my point or not. Whether it's good or not. Go ahead.
You know that Joe Biden did not come out and do a victory speech last night. He won handily almost every. Primary, except
what
for
time was
American
it?
Samoa. Well, it was after his bedtime, probably, you know, 8, 9 o'clock, I'm sure. But but KJP, Karine Jean-Pierre, was kind of asked about this and asked about his ability to speak contemporaneously.
She still got the same hairdo.
Still the same one.
Same old KJP.
Still the Cabbage Patch hairdo.
Appearance.
So I want you. We're gonna listen to her responding to his ability to speak, and then you're gonna hear Joe Concha responding to KJP's comments. Cut 8.
Right. You're upset because the president has note cards. You're asking me a question about the president having note cards.
I'm asking why.
The president who has had probably one of the most successful first 3 years of an administration than any modern day president.
He is polling lower, Joe Biden is, Todd, than any president in polling history at this stage of his presidency. And here you have Karine Jean-Pierre, who needs her own share of note cards, telling you that this is the most successful 3 years of any presidency in history. I mean, it is beyond, I can't even give you a response now without choking on my own utter disbelief on these answers.
Yeah, but you know what? John Kirby is just as bad. His national security advisor, John Kirby's been asked in the last 48 hours about the border situation. John Kirby has the audacity to say Biden is in complete control. He's got everything under control. He doesn't need to go down to the border. He doesn't need to talk to the head of the Border Patrol.
It just sounds worse coming from her. I don't know.
Well, she's listen, she makes Pinocchio look like a saint. All right, let me just say that. She does. Karine
I want to be a real press secretary.
that was Steve, ladies and
gentlemen. That was well played. That was well played.
So, you know, she's just a professional liar.
Well,
I'm sorry to have to say that, but that's just what she is. She goes out there every day and just gaslights. And she knows. Thing about it, you know, she knows she's doing it, and the people in the audience know she's doing it.
And those reporters know, too.
And those reporters know, too. And as Joe Concha there just cited, the American people say the job performance that he's doing is
all-time low.
In the low 30s or mid-30s. And so for her to say this, he represents the most successful presidency in modern history.
And these are the same polls that they would use, and they would quote when
right
when
if it were
Trump,
reversed.
If it, so it's an equal poll. It's a fair poll. But between KJP, Mayorkas, Hillary Clinton, John Kirby, and the list goes on, it's one thing to ignore what's going on and focus on what we're trying to do. It's another thing to say everything's going great.
Right.
I mean, like,
I know. I agree with you. It's they just tell whoppers. Yeah.
I wish there was a follow up question to that.
Her, what?
Her saying that everything is beautiful. Right. I wish there was a reporter that said, well, how come all the polls say 180 degrees?
We haven't gotten our message out, and the press is listening to Republican talking points. Mm.
She comes out angry and ready to go on anybody who says anything challenging to her.
Pretty much.
From the get-go. And she's a woman on edge. Quite frankly, listen, we'll just play it one more time. I want you to listen. Somebody's asking her about Biden having to use note cards that tell him what time to go to lunch. I mean, that's what he
or not to do anything.
Every meeting now, he's having note cards, right? And every
turn the page.
And listen. Let me just say this. You know, there's nothing wrong with having note cards for important things. I mean, I've had them before. For you give a talk, you want notes, whatever. He has to have note cards for everything. He has to read speeches, or if he goes off script or forgets. So that's what the question was about. She gets so annoyed at just the question about using note cards. She says it like this. Go ahead.
You're upset because the president has note cards? You're asking me a question about the president having note cards?
I'm asking why.
The president who has had probably one of the most successful first 3 years of an administration than any modern day president.
He is polling lower.
What do you say?
I know. It does hold you speechless.
But now let me ask you guys this. Aren't press secretaries supposed to go out and tell whoppers for her boss?
Well,
a better job.
Not a good one.
I think spin is a better word.
Yeah.
Than out and out lies. She just out and out makes stuff up. Yes, the good ones can spin something so that you say, well, the point of him having
that's
note cards
that's
is...
That's a good point, Steve. You need to be a professional spinner.
Yeah.
But don't come out and just straight up lie and expect everybody to accept it without challenging, right? When everybody knows differently.
Right. We put those... Sometimes he needs to show you the proof, and the proof is on the note card.
Also, and there's nothing wrong with a press secretary being feisty. I mean, Kayleigh McEnany was, Sarah Huckabee was, Sarah Huckabee
Sanders
was. Mm-hmm. They're feisty. Others have been feisty. But what she has gotten a habit of here, Karine Jean-Pierre, she keeps talking over the response from the reporter. In other words, she makes a claim or says something, then she doesn't even give the reporter, especially Ducey, Peter Ducey, a chance to offer a rebuttal, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? She just keeps running right over them, mm-hmm. And talking to them like they're third graders. And she's the principal.
She does give Ducey a question about
her
pay, though.
She does, but she almost has to. Go ahead.
But Kayleigh McEnany, McEnany.
McEnany.
Kayleigh McEnany, she would come back. The moment a question like that was answered, she would open up her notebook. And she would have facts. She would give you facts.
Yes.
Now, whether you like her angle on the facts or not was different, but she gave facts. She didn't basically respond as if you're an idiot. Right. I'm not talking to you.
Right. You got a president polling at 34% job approval with American people, and you say this is the most successful modern presidency in modern times.
Mm-hmm. Kayleigh McEnany would have came back and go, well, in 2022, I'm giving you an example. In 2024 or 2020, he was polling this number. So, you know.
Karine Jean-Pierre.
BJP.
Okay. Thank you, Steve.
A pleasure.
Thank you, Fred.
You bet.
Thank you, Wesley.
No, thank you, Dad. Happy birthday.
No, thank you.
Oh, no, I want to thank you.
You're welcome.
Punctuation is very
happy
important.
Happy birthday. Yes.
Yes. Who was it that once said, was it Will Ferrell who said, you're welcome, America? I'll just end with that.
Yeah.
See you tomorrow, everybody.